The Neo Reality Entertainment brand expands with a relaunch of the Neo Reality Collective Pop Culture News Talk. Your host, Eric Brown, gives his insights and thoughts in the ever-expanding news world of comic books, professional wrestling, gaming, TV, and movies. Be sure to donate to the brand and keep up to date with additional content on YouTube channels such as Neo Reality Entertainment, NRE The Wrestleverse, and NRE Pop Culture Omniversa.
Hello and welcome back to Neo Reality Collective Pop Culture News and Reviews Talk. We're back with the reviews. Yeah, it's been a little bit. It's been a minute. Oh, God. I've been trying to get back in the wrestling thing, so conflicts happen and yada, yada, yada. So we're back with Dawn of DC Superman by Joshua Williamson and Jamel Campbell. So this is the continuing run of Joshua Williamson's new Superman series ongoing, and when he last let off, Parasite was about to kill Superman. Luthor reveals that he's actually the new target now by a group of people who are after him. We don't see them yet. Oh, and there's an unknown figure, probably Brainiac, that's about to bring Doom to the Earth again. So, yeah. Oh, and we got a preview of Night Terrors as well with it. So, definitely not the worst day Superman's had. Yeah. That's saying a lot. So, yeah. And with Parasite now having evolved into multiple clones, which means we can now reenact our Attack of the Clone War series. Probably not. But the idea that Parasite would start to clone, since he usually got bigger, we're probably going to learn the answers in issue 2, or by the logic of stretching this out for a trade paperback, probably till issue 5 or 6. Yeah, because done-in-one stories are stupid, according to DC and Marvel. Oh, God. So, yeah. Oh, and we also got Supercorp, the new replacement for LexCorp, because Lex Luthor likes making Superman pissed off. So, that's a thing. But, yeah. It's been a big minute for this. Like, it sold pretty well, I heard, and it's even gotten a second printing. I'm curious as to know how Brainiac ties into Night Terrors, since they've been hinting Brainiac's gonna have a plot in Dawn of DC with the promotional teaser calendar showcasing Brainiac's iconic 2 coloring. But yeah, that's a different matter. Oh, and let's see, Action Comics, they're dealing with Metallo and all that insanity, so I'm pretty sure that's not going so well. Oh, and we haven't seen Superman's adopted 2 kids from War World. That's in Action Comics. We won't see them for a little bit, probably, in Superman, because we need to somehow make Superman accessible to readers, yet acknowledge the continuity and somehow justify everything. Yeah, doing that's hard. Even Hickman would probably struggle with that. Like, he had to do this for X-Men, and it took a while. So, after this brief break, we're going to go ahead and dig right into Issue 2, Superman, Volume... Honestly, I've lost track of the volume number of this. We'll be back after these messages, everybody. See you all in a bit. Take care. We're back. Let's dig right into Volume 6 of the Superman run and Issue 2 of this comic book and see what goes on with this. Especially since we're going to be introduced to a new character as well. The character's name is Marlon Moon Knight. Oh boy. You should have listened to me. Feel that power? I want to devour him alive. He's almost gone. How many lives depend on you getting your super ego and admitting you need me? You eat too much. Share mine. So at least we have truly started the Clone Civil War. So I'm pretty sure Kamino's calling about that. Enough! So Superman manages to blow himself out of all of that, and with a loud thoom effect, buffets closed, and he collapses.
He's weak. Bleed him dry.
And Superman makes a run for it, much to their annoyance. Hey! Crunch. Ugh. And he's now trying to act like he's Spider-Man, though Superman technically does have a history with Spider-Man in the first Marvel crossover with them. Yeah, that was a thing back then in the day. And he's also trying to I could also say he's trying to become the new assassin of the Assassin Order. One parasite draining me was always too much, but a dozen clones? Wait, how long was I out down there? I never seen Metropolis this dark before. It's almost like Gotham, and who wants to look like that? Let's see what we're dealing with. And there's an army of, Superman sees an army of parasites draining the city of the power.
The power.
Turning it into the eternal night of Gotham. So all hope is lost.
The last son of a dying world, Kal, came to Earth with powers and abilities beyond those of mortal men. He was found and raised by a kindly couple in Smallville, Kansas, and imbued with the values of truth and justice, and at one point the American way, and then a better tomorrow. Oh, by his son, Dr. Barron's, now serving as a reporter for a major metropolitan newspaper. Clark Kent takes to the sky, sees his gift for the benefit of the world as Superman.
Chapter 2. When the evil Lex Luthor made it his mission to improve Superman, the Man of Steel was suspicious. The incarcerated billionaire went so far as to retitle his company Supercorp and place his hated rival in charge. But before Superman could get to the bottom of Lex's schemes, disaster was unleashed upon the city. Now Metropolis is in the grips of the Night of the Parasite.
No!
Have you gone mad? Well, this is DC Comics, and they canceled Robin, Batgirl, and Tim Drake Robin, and also, you know, all that other stuff. So probably yes, we are dealing with the board. We're seeing a preview of the board meeting going on at DC. So we see this guy dressed in a Hawaiian outfit, it looks like. We have two girls, one with red eyes and the other normal-like, just with the white skin and black lipsticks. And after that guy's Hawaiian talk to Sohan said that, also there's this guy who looks like he's pink and has a bunch of scars on his face. Maybe some moisturizer will help. So anyways, they're all having this conversation and reveals that the guy on the table with the wheelchair makes his counter-argument to the whole, have I gone mad? Isn't that the point of our so-called secret order of mad scientists? And the guy with the multiple scars just responds with, I never agreed to that name, it's demeaning. Would you rather we call ourselves what we really are? Homicidal geniuses? We're a growing concerned graft, cutting up Bizarro, toying around with kryptonite, unleashing parasite and Metropolis on the scale endangers us by drawing Superman's attention. You are playing in Lex Luthor's Petri dish. And the people respond, and the doctor responds with a scalpel with blue kryptonite, I think.
Yes, Dr. Cram?
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
My dear friends,
Dr. Pam would like to remind you that Metropolis was ours first. Lex Luthor's incarceration is an opportunity, a blessing. I mean, like, we could argue that it could have been an opportunity the last billion times he was incarcerated, but this is an opportunity now. I mean, like, we do technically remember there was a previous DC universe, and Wally West, then Barry Allen fucked up the timeline, and now we don't even know what's going on anymore. Wait. I know you're scared, and you should be. Our upgrade to Parasite will bring back our brand of chaos to the city of tomorrow. Why doesn't your brother tell us that himself? Unfortunately, the last person to hear my brother's lovely tenure in their ear had their ears bleed for days. Mother was never the same. My God. I assure you, we are just getting started, and by the end of our experiment, you will be greatly rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. Mainly, you will have the possibility of being killed or turned into a carnivorous form of zombies, aka will turn you into the Frankenstein creature. Dr. Fram is a man of vision, and I have all the faith in the world in his abilities. He is mean, may be different to understand. To understand would require death. But he knows that the best way to help people is to hurt them. That's kind of Batman's motto. Yeah, that was too easy. So anyways, the Parasites are now raging into Supercorp. Supercorp will bring you a better and more troubles together. And the Parasites smash the systems.
More. We need more.
Get to the Supercorp safety room now! Hurry, power everything down, dump all energy. Yes, Miss Graves. Whatever you do, don't feed the animals. Now, you're probably wondering this next part. Mercy Graves suddenly revealing her arm to be a weapon. And firing lasers. Well, I can actually answer that. It's actually because of Lazarus Planet. Yes. In Lazarus Planet, Mercy Graves was technically dead. Well, she got killed during the Lazarus Reign. And Luthor hid in his bunker because he's a coward, even though he could be using his tech to take advantage of this. But Mercy then got stabbed and then recovered and got better after that. And learned that she could turn her body into a weapon now. So, at least she's more useful than just being the strong woman of diversity. I mean, like, Mercy Graves is kind of awesome, but let's be real, this is kind of out of left field, and now that makes me wonder, what is the timeline now in terms of Superman and Lazarus Planet? Does that mean events that took place in Lazarus Planet take place after Dark Crisis, but before Action Comics 1050? Also, now that I think about it, does Mercy Graves remember she was a white girl in the previous DC universe before everything got rebooted? I'm pretty sure that's going to cause some identity issues. And no, we're not going to reference the other identity name, because if we did that, we would have to remember that is technically canon again, if everyone somehow remembers everything. So anyways, Mercy goes ahead and blasts one of the Parasites in the stomach. Choke on this!
Hungry.
Oh, so they can reform again and duplicate. Well, Mercy's screwed.
Hungry, hungry, hungry!
And Superman saves the day and crashes in everything before Freeze Breath comes ahead and freezes them all. Mercy, move! Parasite never liked ice, so that should hold that swarm for now.
I don't get it. This is not how Parasite normally powers work. He gets bigger when he drains energy. He doesn't multiply.
I'm too aware of Parasite's powers and how they work. It's why it's taking me a minute to recharge. Luthor mentioned this was the result of his enemies. What exactly did he mean by that, Mercy?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Superman, I get you and Luthor have a very complicated relationship. Like, you knew each other since you were kids, technically speaking. But you do realize Luthor is also a multi-billionaire who at one point owned half of Metropolis and was the president of the United States, if that's even still in continuity by the logic of the DCU. You do know Luthor had no doubt pissed a bunch of people off. Heck, he even went ahead and hid in a bunker during Blackest Night all those years ago when he realized, oh god, everyone I killed back in the day are now probably coming back to get the revenge on me. I'm gonna have to run for it. Like, it was possibly the second thing besides leave the galaxy, but that would have taken too long. So, yeah, well, why does Superman seem to think that Luthor has no other enemies besides Superman? Clark, are you being dumb right now just for the heck of it? So Mercy just responds with, no idea. Let's see. Superman just says, you're lying. You listening to my heart rate? You willingly work for Lex Luthor. Well, you do realize Luthor could tell her things, but at the same time, he doesn't. So there's a 50-50 shot she knows or doesn't. Luthor always knows more than he lets on. He's never quiet for long.
I warned you, Superman.
We're both lucky I prepared my own contingency plan in case the power Stryker switched to emergency protocols. Yes, I somehow have rigged Stryker's Island to give me computers and holographic projections. And in fact, how the hell was I going ahead and not running the prison technically? So anyways, Rudy Jones was unleashed a mere few hours ago, and already his multiples have drained most of Metropolis of his energy. I'm slightly annoyed I never thought of this. Oh, for fuck's sake. Luthor, you mean to tell me you've never had that idea, and you just didn't go with it because even for you, you're not going to, you know, destroy the city? And like, no one wants to see Gotham 2 out of this. Can you imagine if Parasite's powers were to change or evolve again? Free me from this infernal prison at once and bring me to Supercorp. Together, we can, and Livewire freaks out. Hey, anyone there? Who do I gotta get a cell phone? Gotta influence to get a phone call or something. If I don't post soon, the Livewire fanmates will get worried. Oh, damn. So we see the prisoners, they're all handcuffed. One seems to be increasingly annoyed hearing her screaming about Livewire show. And, even Lex Luthor seems to be like, it's the right thing, man. Like, if you're not gonna kill her, can you just let me out of here? Also, Luthor refers to Superman as an old friend. Yeah, this is the complication with Superman and Lex Luthor that always made it compelling. That at least Luthor doesn't want to admit he respects Superman and, you know, wants him to do the right thing and kind of is sometimes jealous of him. In fact, that happens a lot, but like, that's kind of the reason why I can't... Why, despite I liked Man of Steel and had some fondness for Batman v Superman, I can't picture that Luthor and Superman being friends. Unlike the comic incarnations or even like the animated series where you could imagine that if Luthor just gave up on his ego, he could actually be friends with Superman. Heck, even Tom Taylor's Injustice Universe did that. Where Superman and Luthor were friends because Luthor never embraced crime and was helping Superman a lot until, you know, Superman lost his mind. So anyways, Superman seems to take offense to the whole old friend. Mercy just asks, what's Mr. Luthor saying? He wants me to break him out of Strikers. Then do what he says. Absolutely not. My next move is finding Parasite Zero, the root parasite. The swarm started with him, and the solution will be there. After this is over, then Luthor and I will have a chat. How do you tell the real parasite from his clones? We need to get the power back on to Supercorp, but that would draw them all here. Rudy won't be able to resist. The parasites already drained all the city's energy, and we need a pretty big source. I have an idea, but first, John, Kara, Dad, whoa, where are you? You safe for now at the top of Supercorp building. Give me a status update, son. I say this because I need an update because I don't know when the time, and I'm pretty certain I've lost my mind. We've erected a wall of ice that contains the parasites within Metropolis, but at the rate they're multiplying, they could overtake the world by morning. Huh. So, they're all screwed. That, the fact that John and Kara just went ahead and created the second ice age. Hey, cuz, we managed to evacuate most of the city, conveniently. Oh, we see the other Supermans, like John, like Connor Kent. Let's see. Connor Kent's there. The Chinese Superman is there. I don't know who that is. Like, I know he was in Rebirth for a while, and then he just kind of disappeared. But basically, he's a creation of the Chinese government, and he's just, like, there nowadays, but cool. Oh, and also, the Superman's recently adopted kids from Warworld will show up in here in a cameo. Yay! We're getting up for a rescue mission to get the rest now. We can meet you and... And no, you could become more energy to empower the parasites. Continue the containment. But Dad, John, I know you can handle this. I'll listen. I couldn't find Mom. I am now going to freak. So Superman rushes into Daily Planet and breaks through the opening. So, in fact, wait a second. Now that I'm looking at this panel, Superman opens the doors. Wow. I'm gonna ask, I'm surprised he didn't just break through it considering how Lois is important to him. Anyways. Lois? Superman then gets struck by lasers. You don't want to be here, Superman. Best you move along. I don't know who you are or what you're doing, but you were gone for a spell, darling. Metropolis has a way of creating its heroes when it needs to. And she loads a bunch of glowing guns that are painted white. And she's glowing like the moon. Do you believe in ghosts, Superman? My mother and father used to take me camping, and my mother would tell the scariest ghost stories you ever heard. And I've seen enough in this life to believe in the supernatural. Yeah, that's point. But maybe stop trying to shoot me and tell me what you want. I'm doing you a favor tonight, but consider this a warning shot, Superman. Metropolis' nights are haunted, and the legend of Merlin... When moonlight rides again. Wait! As she goes ahead and gets on a spectral horse that's glowing in the night, before she bathes Superman in light, showing Superman in the old Wild West. Yeah! What? Her light recharged me. Was that moonlight? And Superman... And we see past Superman and Lois Lane in a photo before he goes ahead and gets contact by Thor. You haven't arrived to Stryker's Island yet. Even with parasites draining your powers and your weakened state, you still have to speed around to have arrived 2 minutes ago. My extremely educated guess is that you're wasting time on trivia matters like helping people or saving lives. You need to think outside the box this time and follow my lead. You can't hear me, Luthor, but I would never take advice from Smallville. Parasites everywhere. Lois, I know. We need to get you to a secure location. And now,
I'm so glad you're here. I'm hungry.
Lois! No! Urge to murder and take over the world rising!
Come on, pal. Just a snack. We're starving.
Save us! Sorry, honey. This is the safest way to keep you from hurting yourself while I check what happened to you. And it's learned that parasite has now infected people's bloodstreams and genetic material. As we see the rest of the super family go ahead and see the parasites converging on the ice wall. Dad, if you can hear this, we need to hurry. Something is up and the parasites keep multiplying. We can't hold them much longer. Which raises an interesting question I have. The Justice League? Like, I know the Justice League is disbanded, but, like, you would think the Titans would be here right now at this point?
Oh, no. Luthor was right! And the fact that I said that now makes me cry inside. The parasites evolved. They're in the air.
As Superman's body starts to convert from human to from Kryptonian to parasite.
Hungry, 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 hungry.
As we see, they crack through the wall and prepare for their global invasion. Next, hunger of the super parasite. Well, they're all screwed. And that's the end of issue 2. Yeah, it was surprisingly short for the most part because this is pretty much the standard 22-page shot. Yeah, I was surprised as you were. But, we're getting... Parasite Invasion. Oh god. Wrath of the Parasites. Attack of the Parasites. The Parasite Wars. Okay, I need to get my Star Wars references out there. Because it's either that or freak out about Star Wars again, and I don't want to. So yeah, the artwork once again continues to be spectacular. The characters are very frequent with this, and we're getting the connected threads with Superman and Action Comics beyond just, you know, flashback sequences, technically, or imagery. We're instead actually seeing the Super Family interact in the comics and in the comic, and, you know, working with Superman instead of just having it just be Superman, Lois, and everyone else is kind of in the background and whatnot. Though this raises another question I have about the invasion of the parasites. Why doesn't other heroes start coming? You see, that's the problem of the shared universe, is when this is a shared universe of a bunch of superheroes, and you're seeing Metropolis, the city of light, the city of dreams, and the city of tomorrow be infected and turned into Gotham, which is like the worst thing you could do to Metropolis besides nuke it. Ain't that right, Joker? So I'm just like, is the League, is any former members of the League coming? Is any superhero besides the Super Family of House of L coming? I mean, like, Batman called them when, you know, Gotham Boy and Gotham Girl kicked his ass, and then they went ahead and kicked the Justice League's ass. Then it went to a plot point that was never resolved with Gotham Girl, where it was implied that she was destined to kill Batman, and something yada yada yada. Yeah, it's all that complicated nonsense I will never understand. Oh, the days of DC Rebirth, huh? Where there was so much potential involved, and then Dan DiDio, aka Danny Boy, came in and said, fuck the optimism. But let's move on from those days and talk about the more confusing stuff. So yeah, the writing's pretty damn good. The acknowledgement that parasites evolving and not, you know, just randomly getting powers, and they never mention his past powers. That can be a thing sometimes in comics, where they just explain that the powers, just never explain where the powers came from. It's annoying. So yeah, parasites about to unleash war upon the world and become I Am Legend without the actual, you know, research involvement. And yeah, it looks like super parasites about to come around and, you know, beat the living hell out of the entire House of L. So yeah, this starts to look like Superman may be forced, or at the very least has to, you know, temporarily find a way to contain the parasite virus, because yeah, this is pretty disturbing stuff. But yeah, that's enough talk right now. We'll see you all again next time on the Reality Collective. And stay tuned for this last ad break and outro, and I'll see you all again next time. Peace and take care, and keep on popping, everyone. Peace.
Be sure to donate to the brand and keep up to date with additional content on YouTube channels such as Neo Reality Entertainment, NRE The Wrestleverse, and NRE Pop Culture Omniversa.